This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel continued the war on Gaza on Sunday, and with no signs of compromise, violence has intensified, Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
In Khan Yunis, injured Palestinians were rushed in ambulances and on donkey carts to Nasser Hospital after what they say was an Israeli airstrike on the UN Palestinian Refugee Agency's school. Israeli missile strikes also hit a house, killing at least 24 people and wounding dozens of others in the Jabalia refugee camp in northern Gaza, Hamas Axa Radio said, citing the health ministry. Meanwhile, in Tel Aviv, the frustrated families of hostages held in Gaza set up a campsite near Israel's defense ministry. They vowed to stay there until the government secures a deal with Hamas to release their loved ones.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. An Israeli man who was among three hostages mistakenly shot dead by the Israeli army in Gaza was laid to rest at a funeral in Israel on Sunday. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hundreds of people gathered to mourn the death in central Israel on Sunday. The military on Friday identified the three hostages killed in an eastern suburb of Gaza City. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The Freedom of Russia Legion, a Ukrainian-based paramilitary group of Russians who oppose President Vladimir Putin, claimed responsibility on Sunday for a cross-border attack a few kilometers into Russia's Belgorod region. The group, designated as terrorist in Russia, said it had destroyed a platoon stronghold of Russian troops without specifying whether it had destroyed infrastructure or killed soldiers, and said it had left mines behind. The group formed in spring 2022 to fight Putin's forces from within the ranks of the armed forces.